It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
Welcome to the show for vinyl lovers. We're going on a road trip, and of course, we'll need a good hotel to stay in. Still as stunning as when it was first released as a single in February 1977, number one in the American charts, number eight in the UK at the time, a truly memorable song. Hotel California from the Eagles, and all of our music today is linked to California. We're sitting here in the studio, surrounded by 7 and 12 inch records, real vinyl. As ever, I'm joined by my son Max as I try to educate him about some of the great music of my youth. Max, I'm pretty sure that you like Hotel California.
Yeah, I've heard it so many times now, and every time I just love it even more. I mean, the only thing I don't love is how long that intro is. It's like Stairway to Heaven.
What do you like about it?
I mean, it's just perfectly written. My guitar is really great on it.
Yes, fantastic. Of course, the instrumental is probably very important to the success of that song. It was developed by Don Felder, who played that guitar, in a rented house in Malibu Beach.
Really?
Yes. You've been to Malibu Beach?
Well, I mean, I was like six, but yeah.
We didn't see Don Felder there, though, did we?
No.
Now, it comes from a great album also called Hotel California. We've got the record in front of us, and it's an iconic cover, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, isn't it based on Chateau Marmont?
I think it is, yes, where, of course, many rock stars stayed over the years. And I think that's a picture of Chateau Marmont in the background. That was the Hotel California. And also, you can see all the palm trees. You can't see the dark desert highway.
No. Or the cool wind in my hair.
Those lyrics are almost unforgettable, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel like I don't really listen to it much, but when I do, I just know the lyrics off by heart.
The song's really got influences as well in terms of the music, from Latin music, reggae music. You can feel all of that in the song.
Really? I never really felt reggae music when I listened to it.
I think some of the rhythms in there are a bit like that.
Maybe it's because I'm too busy running away from Bob Marley to think about it.
As you listen to that song, you can almost feel as though you're watching a film. It's something about the lyrics. They're very filmic, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they are.
You can visualise them.
Yeah, I can. You know they should make a movie about Chateau Marmont?
Yeah, well, actually, maybe they've made a documentary. It's closing down, actually, Chateau Marmont. It's not going to be a hotel anymore.
I thought it was shut already.
Well, I think it probably is, yeah. So all of our songs today, Max, are linked to California. We did a road trip across that large American state, didn't we? Playing music as we went.
Yeah, that was really great, except for the fact that our road trip was about 30 hours and you only found 2 hours of music.
So we heard it 15 times.
No, because I managed to influence you into playing some not California music eventually.
I think a lot of our songs today actually were on that mixtape that I made. They're all connected to California.
Well, yeah, but we'll see.
You enjoyed them at the time.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very disappointed that I imagine Viva Las Vegas isn't on here today.
Sadly, no. We're not doing Nevada, the next door state.
Yeah, because we did go to Nevada as well, and we listened to a lot of Elvis.
Now, what was Hotel California meant to be about? Joe Walsh of the Eagles explained in an interview that it was a reflection of what living in California at the time was really like.
You know, we were all from different parts of America. Everybody was going to Los Angeles. That's where everybody was, to try and make it. All of us musicians who were influencing each other. And there were all these places to play, and all these people would come. Nobody was from California. Everybody was from Ohio, you know, or Michigan, or Texas. And so California at that time was this big hotel, was this big melting pot of people with talent trying to fit in. And that's what we meant about California at the time.
They all live in California.
Travel across California without the Beach Boys. They're the ultimate Californians. Two great songs from them. We had California Girls, a hit from 1965, and Sail on Sailor from 1973. Max, how about the Beach Boys?
Well, I actually really enjoyed, especially California Girls. I mean, I haven't listened to that one in a while, like with Hotel California, but I really do love the Beach Boys. I mean, I like Surfing USA as well.
What do you like about them?
They just have this really great acoustic. I don't know whether it's like the way they sing. Maybe it's like the... It's not really a cappella, but it's just the way their harmony, it's perfect.
Well, the Beach Boys come from California, of course. They have great vocal harmonies.
Yeah, they really do. It's fantastic.
California Girls makes you think about surfing and those big beaches.
Yeah, well, I want to be surfing on a big beach.
Yeah, you like surfing, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been surfing in like 3 or 4 months.
Do you have the Beach Boys in your head when you're surfing?
Yes, sometimes. The other time I'm trying to not fall over, but...
And Sail on Sailor, the second track we heard, I think that's one of their best tracks. It's beautifully assembled.
I don't really like it as much as California Girls. It just feels slightly less lively and exciting to me.
It's very of its time from the early 70s. It's very much the FM radio sound, I think.
Yeah, it really is. It's a bit fuzzy.
It was never a big hit at the time, but it is one of the few Beach Boys songs to, I think, still sound really fresh today and still be played today as well.
I'm surprised Beach Boys isn't played much anymore. I mean, do they still go on tour? Are they, like, too old?
No, they don't. And interestingly enough, I think the Beach Boys, you know, a lot of radio stations, for example, think they sound rather old-fashioned, certainly their 60s hit.
To be honest, I agree. I mean, I like it, but that doesn't mean it's modern.
For me, though, they sum up the sunshine and quite easygoing California lifestyle.
It's really fantastic, isn't it, listening to those sorts of tracks, because it gets you in a sort of inner type of mood, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to go down to the beach.
What do you think, Max, about California? What comes to mind when you think of California?
The sun, the beaches, Lanzarote.
Lanzarote?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because Lanzarote is basically just California, but easier.
Because it's got a very sort of rocky coastline, and you've got mountains, and you've got beaches.
Yes, I'm officially endorsing Lanzarote. This is not sponsored by the Lanzarote Tourist Board, but I do like it a lot.
Now, Max, you're going to be back later with one of our featured artists. Right now, though, it's the part of the show where we try to get you up on your feet. All the songs are connected to California, and they're all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco music! Now! We'll be right back.
Solar record label, short for the Sound of Los Angeles in California, a huge 1979 disco hit for the Whispers, their first and biggest chart success in the UK, and the beat goes on. On the way, we have Shalimar, Albert Hammond, and much, much more, all on vinyl.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Weather, you and I.
feel free to take that record to the bank. I'm not sure they'll give you much for it, though. Shalimar, another one on California's Sound of Los Angeles label, Solar. Hard to believe that goes back to 1978. This stretches back even further to 1969. Marlena Shaw has some California soul.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul. California soul. You hear the sun comes up every morning, and if you listen, oh, so carefully, the winds that ride on the high tide whistles a melody. So the people started to sing, and that's how the surf gave birth, I'm told, to California soul. California soul. Feels good. And when you hear the beat, you want to pat your feet, and you got to move, cause it's really such a groove. Now, what's a brand new kind of thinking in your mind, and you can't go wrong, cause you're grooving.
And that was written by Nick Ashford. You might remember him as one half of Ashford and Simpson. Max is going to be back shortly with more on one of our California artists. The triple play's on the way, and it's all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
1967. Thank you. 1972.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure.
Yeah.
turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA, Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California. Turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA, Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California.
That was our Vinyl Countdown triple play, all connected to California. First, we heard Scott McKenzie with his flower power anthem, San Francisco, a UK number one. Then it was British singer-songwriter Albert Hammond with It Never Rains in Southern California. It was his only top 10 hit. And finally, we had Katy Perry and California Girls, spelt G-U-R-L-S. Max is back with more on Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is an American singer-songwriter. She started singing in church and became a gospel singer as a teen. She moved to LA and decided to go into non-religious music. She was signed and dropped by two record labels before joining Capitol. She broke through in 2008 with her second album, which contained loads of hit singles. California Girls sped to the top of the American charts and did well worldwide. Katy Perry has sold over 18 million albums and 125 million singles globally.
That's a very catchy song, Max.
Before I answer this, I would like to warn everyone that I dislike this nearly as much as I dislike Phil Collins, and everyone's going to murder me for this, but...
It's quite hard to stop singing that song, though, I must say.
No. It's the worst pain I felt in my entire life.
It was written, Max, as an ode to California, where she was raised.
I would like to point out that I've fallen off many ski slopes, yet that was more painful.
I like the lines in that, nothing comes close to the Golden Coast.
I know, but couldn't they be sung by, I don't know, like Frank Sinatra or something and not Katy Perry?
It's often described as a summer anthem, that song, Max. You can't get away from it on radio stations in the summer.
Oh, in my opinion, that'd be the worst summer anthem ever.
She wrote it in response to Jay-Z. He had a hit with Empire State of Mind about New York, and she felt California needed its own song.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to say I don't like either of them. So, moving on.
You're not going to be swayed on this, are you?
No, I can't be. I know everyone's going to be very angry on Twitter, as they usually are, because it's Twitter. But it's your problem, not mine.
What about her spelling of girls?
I think that's stupid as well. Can't you just spell... can't you just spell normally?
There's nothing you like about that song, is there?
Nothing. Okay. Nothing.
Well, I'm going to defend it. It's certainly... I really like that. I like playing it as you drive across California. In fact, we did play it as we drove across California.
Wait, what? You like Katy Perry? Normally, you don't like any music made... written before 1585.
Well, I like that particular song from Katy Perry anyway.
Except for all the stuff I've played on the show, actually, I would like to point out.
So that was our virtual road trip across California. Did that bring back memories for you, Max, of driving across that big state?
Yeah, I mean, all of it made me so happy, except for Katy Perry.
So we have one more California tune still to come.
Yeah, this one's actually one of my favourites. But before that, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10. The only rule with messaging us is that, well, actually, two rules. No profanity and no liking Katy Perry.
Especially if the two things are mixed. And Let's play out with the ultimate song then about California. The Mamas and the Papas had a huge hit with this in 1965. See you next time with another box full of great records.
Bye.
All the leaves are brown. Safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped into a church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I pretend. You know the preacher like the cold. He knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming on such a winter's day.
Final Countdown!